Houston is now controlling.
Roll, you have good thrust in all five.
Roger.
Pitch and roll program started.
Roger.
16 now maneuvering to his proper flight path attitude. Mark, 27 seconds. Roll program completed. Pitch profile still in progress. 40 seconds. Mark, 50 seconds. Cabin pressure relieving. Adjusting now from sea level to a space environment. 2 nautical miles in altitude.
Stand by. Mode 1 Bravo.
Roger,
Mark. 1 Bravo. Your feet wet now, 16.
Roger.
That call up from Capcom Gordon Fullerton says Apollo 16 now capable of water landing. Mark, 1 minute 12 seconds. Coming up on period of maximum aerodynamic pressure on the vehicle. One minute, 22 seconds, 6 nautical miles in altitude, looking good. Mark, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 8 nautical miles in altitude. Mark, 1 minute, 41 seconds, pass through max Q, still looking good.
Get through max Q, and everything looks good.
16 now, 12.5 nautical miles in altitude. Young Duke Mattingly moving out to the outer traces of the Earth's atmosphere.
Stand by for mode 1, Charlie.
Roger, we're
Mark 1, space. Charlie.
Mark, 2 minutes, 3 seconds. A status check in mission control by Flight Director Gene Kranz. A go, no go for staging. Coming up on center engine shutdown.
Put your inboard, your go for staging.
Center engine shutdown on time. 2 minutes 28 seconds, 26 nautical miles in altitude, 32 nautical miles downrange. 2 minutes 35 seconds. 2 minutes 40 seconds coming up on staging.
Staging. Ignition on the S2.
Roger.
2 minutes 53 seconds, a normal staging. Your young Duke Mattingly now riding on 5 good second stage engines.
Go on all 5 on the S2.
3 minutes 2 seconds, the giant first stage falling away now. It's day's work completed. Apollo 16 now 46 nautical miles in altitude, 80 nautical miles downrange. Coming up on skirt step and tower jettison.
Ground time.
Roger.
Tower jettison.
Roger, and we confirm your skirt's up. You're mode 2 now.
Roger, mode 2.
3 minutes 28 seconds. The launch escape tower is ejected on time. It's a surveillance roll no longer required.
Steering has converged. CMC is go.
Roger.
Mark, 3 minutes 45 seconds. Apollo 16 now 62 nautical miles in altitude, 135 nautical miles downrange. Apollo 16 now 33 feet shorter and 9,000 pounds lighter. Unencumbered now for its mission in space.
16 Houston, 4 minutes. Everything looks great down here.
Roger, it looks good up here too. Hey, Gordy, you ought to see that horizon. Just gorgeous.
Mark, 4 minutes 10 seconds. 70 nautical miles in altitude, 170 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 10,600 feet per second. Mark, 4 minutes 30 seconds in mission control. Trajectory data driving right down the middle of our plot boards as expected. Right now, flight path data is go. Mark, 4 minutes 45 seconds, 76 nautical miles in altitude, 220 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 5 minutes 10 seconds. Still good performance on all five second stage engine. Second stage shutdown predicted at 9 minutes, 19 seconds.
16 Houston, times are nominal. Level sense will be 8 plus 3, 7, and cutoff at 9er plus 1 9er.
Roger.
Mark, 5 minutes 40 seconds. Another status check in mission control by Flight Director Gene Kranz. His console is coming up all greens. Looking good at this time.
Bye for S4B to COI capability. Mark, you have it now.
Roger.
Coming up on 6 minutes, with Capcom Gordon Fullerton reporting that 16 capable of reaching a minimum orbit with a good third stage in service module engines. We're at 6 minutes, 8 seconds. Apollo 16, 88 nautical miles in altitude, 380 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 6 minutes 30 seconds. Velocity now reading 14,880 feet per second. Altitude 90 nautical miles for Apollo 16. Downrange distance 440 nautical miles.
Stand by for S4B to orbit. Mark, you have it now.
Roger.
6 minutes 50 seconds.
Delta 40.
Roger, Charlie.
Young Duke Mattingly now told that they can reach orbit if given a good third stage. Mark, 7 minutes, 91 nautical miles in altitude, 496 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 7 minutes, 15 seconds, 16 flying almost parallel over the ocean now with the young crew in a pitched down position. Really moving out now for downrange distance. We show Apollo 16, 551 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading 17,527 feet per second. Coming up on center engine shutdown.
Roger, inboard.
Center engine shutdown on time, 7 minutes 50 seconds. 92 nautical miles in altitude, 620 nautical miles downrange. Still showing stable thrust on the other four engines. They've got about a minute to go in burn time remaining.
16 at 8 minutes, looking good here.
Mark, 8 minutes, 25 seconds.
16 Houston, we saw the PU shift. Thrust looks good, and your go for staging.
Roger.
8 minutes, 35 seconds. Apollo 16, now 93 nautical miles in altitude, 756 nautical miles downrange.
Full sense arm now.
Roger.
That terse response from Apollo 16 Commander John Young. We're at 8 minutes 52 seconds. Apollo 16 now 807 nautical miles downrange, 92 nautical miles in altitude. Velocity now reading 21,642 feet per second.
Stand by for mode 4 capability. Mark, you have mode 4 now.
Okay, there was S2 shutdown.
Roger.
And we have S4B ignition.
Mark, 9 minutes 30 seconds.
This is good on the S4B.
Roger.
The young crew has used up two-thirds of their Saturn stages on the way to orbit. We see good performance on the third stage, the S4B. That Mode 4 report says Apollo 16 can achieve orbit on spacecraft power only. 9 minutes, 50 seconds. Apollo 16, 93 nautical miles in altitude, 1,011 nautical miles downrange. Velocity now reading at 23,654 feet per second. Mark, 10 minutes, 18 seconds. A status check in mission control for orbit.
Apollo 16 Houston, your go for orbit. Predicted cutoff 1-1 plus 4-9er.
Roger, 1149.
Mark, 10 minutes, 40 seconds. A predicted time of shutdown, 11 minutes, 49 seconds. Apollo 16 now 93 nautical miles in altitude, 1,192 nautical miles downrange. Mark, 11 minutes, showing a buildup in velocity now, reading 24,621 feet per second and accelerating. Mark, 11 minutes, 10 seconds. Velocity now reading 24,887 feet per second. 98% of the desired speed for insertion into orbit. Less than 20 seconds now from time of shutdown. Mark, 11 minutes, 40 seconds. Apollo 16 now 1,400 nautical miles downrange.
Zico, right on.
That was shut down, right on the money.
Pitch one is coming off.
Roger.
Mark, 12 minutes, 25 seconds.
Houston, the range safety system is safe. The orbit is go.
Roger, boy, it's just beautiful up here. Looking out the window, it's just really fantastic. And the thing worked like a champ.
Sure did. Hey, we copy now 62, and your orbit by radar is 95 by 90.
Mark, 12 minutes, 54 seconds. That enthusiastic report from orbit was from spacecraft commander John Young. Apollo 16 in what appears to be a safe orbit. Preliminary numbers show a 95 nautical miles by 90 nautical miles. The Saturn V, once again, an apparent victor in its tug-of-war struggle with the Earth's forces of gravity. We're at 13 minutes, 20 seconds ground elapsed time, and Apollo 16 is in orbit.
Houston, the booster looks good. It's reconfigured for orbit. Houston, the Z torque and angle will be plus 0.06. Over.
Roger, plus 0.06.
That's correct.
Okay, Gordy, we're on page 211 down through. We're getting to installing the COAS. That MA was the transducer, ECS.
Roger, Charlie.